would you agree that the process of evolution happens at the DNA level?
So I think probably mostly, but that there is, so there's what's also called like evo-devo, developmental evolution, and but developmental evolution is the idea that changes like in the way the embryo develops are have a, I don't know why I can't talk. So like changes that go on during the development of the embryo have big effects on the characteristics that the organism has. And so obviously development is guided by genes, but there's also, I mean, so the genes themselves don't have to really change. It can just be like the rate or the timing at which the genes are expressed. But then there can be like subtle environmental things that have a big influence too. So organisms can evolve without their DNA really changing that much. So I usually say it's genes, it's changes in genes and gene expression.
Okay. So you're saying changes in gene expression, but once it's copied to the next generation, are you saying those gene expressions hold?
What do you mean by hold?
Are they copied over? Because they're copied on the DNA level.
Yeah, but they may be expressed differently. Well, we have like recessive alleles, right? They're in your genome, but they're not expressed. They may show up. This is a classic example of something that kind of sort of skips a generation, in a way.
When you say they may be expressed differently, why do you say may?
Well, because the environment has massive impacts on gene expression. So, for example, in the Netherlands, there was a horrendous famine that Germany did work to. And what they found was women that were pregnant during that time, there were not mutations in their DNA, but changes in the DNA molecule structure that made their children many, many, many times more likely to be obese, because it sort of reprogrammed them in a way so that their bodies retained calories more than the typical person.
Because when you say they changed those structures, what is passed on is just the genetics. It's just the DNA. So how
would that be retained? Well, because the methylation, it's called methylation, because that happens to the mother's DNA during her lifetime. It's actually a very Lamarckian thing.
So it is a DNA change.
Well, it's a change in the structure of the DNA, which can cause the genes to be expressed in different ways. So the genes don't have to mutate, but they can become so like, for example, if you take identical twins and you separate them at birth, we know for a fact that all of their genes are the same. But if you separate them at birth and they grow up in, like one of them grows up in an environment where they're extremely malnourished and the other does not, they will they will be very different, even though their genes are the same, because one of them, because the environment can change gene expression.
Yeah, I'm still just trying to figure out where, because you're saying the gene expression will change, but then what will happen to their offspring?
To their offspring?
Yeah, the
possibly nothing at all, because the only,
yeah, that's why I was asking why you said.
What did I say may change?
Yeah, you said the gene expression may change.
Yeah, so like whatever happens to me during my lifetime, I can only pass on changes in my DNA that happen in sperm cells, you know? So like, yes. if I grow up extremely malnourished, that may not actually have a large effect on the DNA within my gametes, right? But it might,
yeah.
And we know that that happens because of, for example, the Netherlands thing.
The Netherlands thing. So you're saying that there wasn't a change in their DNA, and is this a study?
This has been studied extensively. We know for a fact that stress and famine and other things causes sections of your DNA to open and close, different sections to open and different sections to close, because not all of our genes are active at any one time. So we know, because of the extremely heightened risk of like obesity for their children, that there were like changes. We call them like the DNA gets methylated. There's another word for the opposite of that. I can't remember what it is, but that's what causes those types of things to be inherited.
Is it inherited, or are they just left with the same?
No, it's.
Are they left in the same environment, which is the famine?
No, because after the war, those people were not growing up during a famine, so they weren't even overeating. They were eating as much as a person. They were highly susceptible to obesity because their bodies retained calories more than other people. They had a lower basal metabolic rate, probably, and other things. I'm not a doctor, so I probably shouldn't say too much about that, but.
Yeah, I guess I would have to see the study to actually see what you're saying, because for me it's not very. I'm trying to see. You're saying there will be some changes above the level of DNA, but then also
it still changes on. To the DNA, but the DNA isn't.
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to get. Yeah, I'm trying to make sure I understand what you're saying. If are you talking about the level of DNA or above?
Well, it's epigenetic, so it's above the level of DNA.
Okay.
And yeah, the genetic. I mean, we've known about epigenetics for a really long time. There's other things like temperature.
Is that the thing of DNA turning on and off?
It's what it does is, so like based gene expression is extremely complicated. It's a symphony of genes interacting together. Like, what determines how tall people are? There's no such thing as a gene for that. There's a single gene that makes our hair the color it is, but there isn't a gene for how tall humans are. It's a symphony of a bunch of genes working together. So environmental factors can influence that. It's called epigenetics. So like, for example, for crocodiles, this is the case for lots of reptiles. Their sex is determined by temperature. So I can't, it's like opposite
temperature
in turtles
at what
than
stage?
It is in crocodiles. I don't remember. The cold ones either turn into boys and then the
sorry,
warm
sorry,
ones.
Sorry, sorry, oh, sorry. You said temperature at what stage?
Well, when they're still eggs.
Okay, so
the
still developing.
Stage.
Okay, yeah. So while they're developing, okay.
Yeah, but what it does is it changes the gene expression.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. But that gene expression is not going to be inherited.
No, in that case, that is definitely not something that's inherited. But in this in this other case, like with the, I'm just going to keep referring to the same thing, the Netherlands study, that is a case where, like, it's kind of weird. It's not a gene, but you can inherit it because it's part of the gene structure, I guess.
Do you have an analogy for that? Because if it's not a gene and it's the genes that are copied, how can it be inherited directly?
Well, because it's a structural change to the DNA. So.
So then it is a.
To inherit just means that it's passed down from parent to offspring, and so they're passing on their DNA, but the DNA has been altered in these ways. So like it's kind of just potato.
When we're saying structural change, you don't mean order. Do
No, it's the methylation just, it's
you
basically
mean?
like, imagine you have a book with a billion pages, and
Yeah.
some of the pages are always glued shut, so you can't access them. This is just a case where different pages are glued shut, and some that were glued shut are opened, and that's the difference.
Okay, and those can be inherited.
I would say that inherited is an okay word to use here, yeah, because it happens to the parent and then they pass on that DNA, yeah.
You shouldn't use that word, or you should.
No, I said I think you can. It's kind of a weird way to
Okay.
use it, but I think it's fine.
Do you know what? If you're thinking it's a weird way, then there's probably something I'm missing.
Well, it's just we only think of inheriting genes themselves, but a big part of the function of the gene is whether or not it even will be expressed because of these structural elements of our DNA. But because that's something
Okay.
that changes in the parent, I say, yeah, it's inherited if it happens to affect sperm or egg cells.
Okay, and then so those, I'm guessing, of course, is going to be mixed with the male and female DNA, and that will make it different as well.
Yeah, I mean it might only have to be one of them, I guess. That I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's just to move on. I was thinking, what do you consider evolution is on the DNA stage?
Well, any change in allele frequencies can be considered evolution, but I mean, any ev to evolve just means to change over time. I mean, it's not even remotely arguable that organisms evolve. So, but what are the implications for that? Do species actually change over time? Well, yeah, I think we have
No, I'm
enormous
talking about
amounts of.
it just. I'm sorry. Sorry if I'm cutting you off. Let me know actually, because I don't know. If I'm talking about specifically in the DNA stage, what is evolution like in that stage?
What is DNA like in the evolutionary state that
I mean, how does, because evolution is, I don't want to put words into your mouth. It's mutations, right?
well, going
Of
back
the
to
DNA.
well, going back, it might not be mutations. It can be changes in gene expression too, and a
Yeah.
lot of that can come from the like developmental biology side.
But for example, like do we have like a do we know the extent of changes that gene expression can cause? What
Well,
types of
yeah, I mean,
changes?
there are some we know. I mean, there are all kinds of
Are they
like genetic diseases we
physiological?
know that we know what their cause is, yeah. But I
Would there
mean,
be any?
there's way more we don't know because of how unthinkably complicated gene expression in organisms is.
Would there be anything like body structure changes caused
In
by gene
terms of
expression?
DNA, yeah, they're called Hox genes.
No, I'm saying the changes in expression would are those are there any examples of changes in expression that are on the like by the body structure level?
Yeah, Hox genes. So these are
And what
genes
does that
that guide the
cause?
development of like body parts, especially limbs. And we know that the timing of those Hox genes greatly, greatly affects the structure of like the limbs and the body segments. And for many organisms, especially like segmented organisms, they don't have multiple copies of some genes for part of the body. The genes are just active during their embryonic development for longer, leading to multiple segments.
So would you, are you saying things like extra limbs?
Possibly, you know, for
Or are
like
you changing the actual
crustaceans.
structure? Sorry, yeah, sorry, carry
No,
on.
like extra. Well, it's a modification of a structure.
Okay, I see. Yeah, that actually that makes sense. And so the organization of the DNA will be more essential to the body structure changes, right?
Could you say that again?
The organization of the DNA, like the in the order it is,
Is what?
will be more essential to the changes of body structure rather than gene expression.
No, because this is what I'm talking about is really just all about timing. It's not the order. I don't know what you mean by order, like the order in which the genes are active or inactive, or if you mean the order in which the genes appear on the chromosome, which weirdly, that actually does matter because the location of genes that correspond to the development of body parts matches the top to bottom
Ordering.
sequence on the chromosome. It's one of these, it's a very weird thing. But if you just Google Hox genes, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, you said the order on the chromosome. Would you say that has a bigger impact in the body structure of an organism?
Not for evolution. I would say
No, not
the
evolution, just the body structure. Is that
it's I don't know if it's the main reason, but yeah, like literally the location of the gene on the chromosome sort of determines where it'll be on the body, actually, in a weird way.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so if so in that situation, how does evolution work in terms of the order? Are they same order, some things are wrong in the replication process?
So, what typically happens with stuff like this is a gene can get duplicated. We know that. And then later, one of the extra copies of the gene can mutate to the point where it has now a different function than it did before, or it guides the development of a structure that is different than like the original structure, right? So, I think that kind of answers your question.
I think you did actually. Yeah. So essentially that would be an error, isn't
Yeah, technically. I mean,
it? Because it's a copy now.
if it's different, we can call that an error. And we know that that
It's not
happens
just different,
literally
is
every.
it? Remember, it's not just different, it's a copy and error. So it's definitely an error.
Well, that would be an error. I mean, any
Yeah, that's what I
difference
said.
is, yeah. I
No,
mean,
not.
they're not different is kind of what I'm getting at.
Not different. Sorry, I'm
There's
sorry.
no really meaningful difference between a change and an error in this case.
I think there is, because if the purpose is replication and it doesn't happen exactly, that's an error.
Yeah, but it also matters like what do we mean? Well, is it an error in the sense that it's harmful to the organism? Well, it's not necessarily harmful, so that's not an error. Is it an error in that it inaccurately copied the DNA? Yes. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just by definition, it will be an error, wouldn't
Yeah.
Okay. So when we so that those errors, is that what causes the evolution?
That's a big part of it, but also the differences in development too. So it can just be changes in gene expression too.
Okay, the reason why I wanted to stay on in this like a DNA level is because when it comes to things like that, you can actually kind of like model it, because you have like for example, let's say a book that has a base text, like the World Encyclopedia or something, and this book, once in a while, every time we copy it, we have an error at a rate that we choose. Are you following that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to know if you understood what I was saying. Yeah, when you have those errors, what essentially is more likely to happen is that the book
will be unintelligible. It's going to just turn into random nonsense, right?
Yeah. So how does evolution get out of this situation?
Because there's natural selection. So there's a selection process. Now, funny enough, what you're talking about literally happens because languages change. Every single generation, the way the words within a particular language are spoken change very, very subtly. Some changes stick around, others don't. And over time, a full-blown different language will evolve from one language, or something we consider the same language becomes almost unrecognizably different. Like if you read 13th century English, it like you can't make out a single word, right? And so languages change like that. There are little idiosyncratic things that happen, but language doesn't turn into nonsense because there's a selection element to that. Now with like the mutations and living things, there's always like, let's say you have a population and they reproduce like mad. And so now there's huge numbers of members of the next generation in the same population. They're going to be different, but you know, the changes that, so like if you have nonsense, if you have like, if you change genetic information to the point where it doesn't really say anything, then that organism's never even going to be born. The egg exactly. won't even be the egg won't even be fertilized, or if the egg is fertilized, it terminates almost immediately, right? So
correct.
Stuff like that, or perhaps the person is infertile, right? So there's that, but then also like the changes, not every change is equally good. So because of the selective pressure, it's not just the case that every single change just gets into the environment and random changes accumulate. No, only selected changes accumulate.
So what are these selective forces in?
It's down to competition, intra-specific competition, inter-specific competition, the way that certain members of one sex choose mates. I'm going to do this from an animal bias, because animals
that's a higher level, way higher level than we're talking about.
Wait, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the DNA level.
Yeah, so
we're not talking about
selection. We have to talk about the organism.
Yeah. So when we're talking about copying errors, I was talking about, you said, and we mentioned that the encyclopedia will go to basically gibberish.
There's no selective process there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How does that work? If there's no selective process on that level, then it's just copying errors.
Right. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure I was answering that. The changes that really do result in like some sort, like a severe degree of non-functioning DNA, most of those, even attempts of life, are probably going to spontaneously abort, right? Or the egg is just, it can't even be fertilized, or once it is fertilized, you know, nothing happens, right? So there's that. The changes that do allow for, I don't know what we're going to call this, compliance or something like that, the organism can grow up, but you know, if it's, I kind of already said this, there's going to be variation in the entire population, but the random genetic changes don't accumulate. the selected ones do. And what does the selecting is the way the organism interacts with its environment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talking about, when you're talking about these changes, you're talking about the selective bring is basically like new information coming into the process. Is that what you mean?
A mutation?
No, when you're talking, you said the selection. The way it will work in the DNA level is a new animal brings its DNA, which is working already, which hasn't got a series of defects. Is that what you mean?
I don't think so, but I don't really know. I didn't really follow that.
Yeah, because you know, you said the animal would just basically die if it was left to. So just those copying errors mounting over.
If those copying errors resulted in like actual like a total like entropy of or just like non-functioning DNA, then yeah, I mean it's never even going to be born in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that those copying errors will. I don't know how else to explain it. Because you're saying those copying errors will destroy the organism.
Yeah, if they were that bad, yeah. But the reason that doesn't happen is because copying errors that aren't beneficial to the survival of the organism are not selected nearly as often as ones that are beneficial.
Yeah, it feels like that's just pushing it back, though.
Pushing what back?
Because you're talking about selected. You mean like I don't want to. How do I say this? Wait, you're talking about replication by. All right.
It doesn't have to be. This would work for literally anything.
That would be the selecting part, wouldn't it be?
What, females choosing mates?
Yeah.
No, natural selection. I mean, that can be part of it. It's called sexual selection. But no, the fact that organisms have to try to ward off parasites and predators, or they have to try to be camouflaged or fast so that they can be good predators, or just a particular type of hardiness towards the environment that they live in, or a different kind of like small changes in metabolism. I mean, there's uncountable different things.
Yeah. Uncountable things for survival in the what's it, near stage in terms of like the right now situation of the organism, but. I'm trying to see how the selection affects the DNA.
You're trying to see how selection alters the DNA?
How it affects the DNA.
So the DNA is already different before selection happens.
So if it's already different before selection, what use does it have to... For evolution, then.
Sorry, say that again.
First of all, you said the selection is what is stopping the randomness from continuing. From
accumulating, yeah. Accumulating, the DNA changes before selection happens.
Yes, what is those changes that happened before?
Just mutations and changes in gene expression and stuff like that.
Those mutations are just more copying errors.
Yeah?
Yeah, which leads us to the same problem.
No, it doesn't. Because you take the entire... You take all of the copying errors that happen. Some of those errors have beneficial survival implications. Those are the ones that are selected. The ones that cause the organism to have all of its skin be inside out when it's born, those are not selected for. Those organisms die. before they can reproduce.
Yeah, but we're talking about the changes that happen in the DNA. Let's say you said those ones are selected to survive. You say beneficial mutations. That's something I probably would disagree with, because I even think I understand what you mean by beneficial
mutations.
I understand what you mean, like it benefited the person that mutated, but not necessarily in the sense of in the organism's DNA, because it just lost information in order to get that mutation.
No.
Yeah,
you don't lose information when a mutation happens.
Well, yes, just like a book loses information when it has copying errors.
Not necessarily.
Yes,
if I say, I think this, if the sentence, I think this says, is the
most necessary thing possible.
No, if a sentence says he went to the store, and we just put an S in front of it, now it just says she went to the store. That's still a sentence.
And then
it's still a sentence, and it still has a meaning. We've changed the meaning, but we didn't lose information. We just changed the information.
Yeah, but then another generation after we did another one. And keep going. We change another letter.
And they are
changing another letter. Look,
this language analogy is really not a good case for the idea of, this sounds like genetic entropy, which has been debunked so badly. But languages change exactly like what you're talking about. But not every single change is favored or selected, and the way that languages change is very random, and yet people are still able to communicate. Different languages change to the point where they are no longer the original language, but that isn't losing information. It's just transforming it into different information.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Languages change because people change what the meaning of words change, not because the words have been scrambled up. You understand?
Yes. And for the Brazilianth time, not all genetic changes are selected for. Only ones that are beneficial to the survival of the organism are selected.
You say the ones are beneficial.
Yes.
And the ones that are beneficial are what?
What do you mean, are what?
Copying errors.
It can be an error. It can be an error in the sense that it's not the exact same copy of the DNA, but it still has a function. It can still have a good function. So in that case, it's... You can call it an error, but it's not an
A lot of errors of weapons.
How do you not understand that there is a selective process that does not select for errors that are not beneficial? How do you not get this?
You're saying it's... Those beneficial... You're saying beneficial in the sense that it works for the organism while
it's
alive.
This is experimentally proven. It's been experimentally proven so many times before. I can give you multiple scientific papers on this. Do you want to hear some?
Did you hear what I said? Just trying to figure out.
No, because your claim, I can give you hard scientific evidence that completely does away with your claim. Would you like to know of some of it?
Can you just repeat to me what you think this claim I'm making is?
I don't know what you claimed, but I'm talking about what you were... I'm speaking to what you're talking about with this genetic entropy thing, which is just a dumb idea, and we have scientific evidence to prove that natural selection acts directly against this concept of genetic entropy.
I think I was more specific than that, don't you think?
Not really.
Really?
No, because you say these long things, but at the end you just go, It's accumulating errors. No, it's not doing that. I mean, you could say it is, but it's only accumulating
Neural sets.
some genetic changes.
Those genetic changes are errors, as we established before. You see?
And is an error, okay, I'm pretty sure actually we can fix this one question. Do you
Okay.
actually think that every single mutation is harmful?
Every mis single mutation is harmful in the sense that it's an error.
No. I didn't ask you if a mutation means that the DNA is different. Even an idiot understands that. I asked you, do you
It
think
does
that
no,
every
no.
single mutation is harmful?
I didn't say that's the distinction is not the DNA is different.
Yeah, so the question is, do you think that every single mutation is harmful? That is the crux of
Yes.
your entire argument. Did you just say yes?
Yes, because every
So
mutation
does
is a
it,
harm,
so,
is an error.
okay, then you don't know what you're talking about because this has been experimentally proven not to be the case.
So define harmful.
Decreases
Distance.
fitness. That is the when if we're talking about life and evolution, that is the only metric.
That's
Decreases
your
fitness.
metric.
And fitness is measured by, well, mine's not subjective, unlike whatever
You
you're
just
gonna
said
say.
fitness. Fitness is on a higher level than the DNA.
That's completely irrelevant because
It,
the
no, it's
or
not.
yes, it is because the
No,
fitness
it
is a
isn't.
measure of the reproductive ca capacity of the organism, and the reproductive capacity of the organism is going to determine to what degree those genes are passed down. So it's actually the only thing that matters.
No, because
You are, oh
reproductive
God, you don't know what you're
ability.
talking about.
Yeah, I don't think you even know what the question is.
I don't think you don't even know what any of these things we're talking about are.
Yeah, that's a
Why do
Kirkland
you say that all mutations are harmful, even though we know for a
I told you why.
fact that
Do you know what?
mutations cause beneficial changes in organisms? For example, you can look up spontaneous mutations in diploid
Oh
holy crap, Saccharomyces cerevisiae. This is in the National Library of Medicine, if you want to look that up.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so why are all mutations harmful?
So you didn't hear why?
Why are they? Because it's a because it's a error in the DNA copying?
Yes.
Yeah, so that doesn't mean it's harmful in any way
Yes,
whatsoever.
it does.
How?
Because pile up the errors you have.
Once again, you have absolutely
What?
no idea what you're talking about because you think genetic entropy is a thing because you're somehow pretending that natural selection doesn't exist.
No, I'm just showing that you don't actually know what you're talking about.
No, I definitely
Because you're
do, and you
talking,
don't.
I'm talking about, I talk about things, I like to keep things in the category we're talking about, which is, that's why I try to stick with
What does
DNA
it
and that
mean?
level.
What does it mean for something to be harmful?
Harmful in terms of, in sense of DNA and mutations.
Sure.
Yeah, in mutation is a copying error.
No, what does it mean to be harmful?
Well, like the destruction.
So if the So is that what mutations do? Do
That
mutations
does that
destroy
word doesn't
DNA?
have
They
meaning?
don't destroy DNA. Okay, so you still don't have an argument here. So
So the
what
word
does it
doesn't have a
mean to
meaning?
be harmful?
Destruction.
That's not an argument. What does it mean to be
Did
harmful?
I say it was an argument? What? Where are we going with this?
So you and I are having a conversation
Definition.
where we don't agree. We are having an argument.
Wait, you just asked me for definition and you said that's not an argument. Come on, please.
What does it
If
mean
I'm
to
giving
be
you a definition,
harmful?
I'm not giving you an argument. If I'm giving you a definition, it can't be an argument. Do you
What
understand
does it
that, at
mean
least?
for something to be harmful?
I just told you, destruction.
Okay, so you say that mutations
Just
are
try and work with
harmful,
what I'm
and if
saying.
harm. Okay, shut up, Josh. You're saying that mutations are
Oh.
harmful, and your definition of being harmful is that it causes destruction. So give me one example of, or tell me how all mutations destroy DNA then. That's your argument.
By changing the DNA, it causes failure of the organism eventually.
So it doesn't bother you that
Randomly
we know
changing.
that this is like literally scientifically proven to not be the case?
Well, that's not true, but you can go
No,
ahead and ex explain why.
it literally is true.
Just get to the explanation part, yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for you to do.
Well, I just explained my part. I'm
Okay.
saying you
So
said
I actually already did. So DNA, the genes, that genetic information has to be passed on, right? If changes in the DNA cause the organism to reproduce at an accelerated rate, the genes are being passed on more successfully. That is how fitness is measured. So it's a known fact that changes in the DNA do increase fitness. So your entire argument is completely false.
What my argument? What argument? Why are you talking? You're talking about
Josh, you're
fitness,
either
and they're saying
stupid
my
or a
argument.
troll, but I think you're actually both. Goodbye.
I think you've. I think.